From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On today's show, Jamal Peters discusses moving down the QEW to join the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He gives us a scouting report on some of the other former Argos joining him on this defense, and he gives us his goals for the 2024 season. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024, and this is Tie Cats Today. Jamal Peters was one of the biggest acquisitions for the Tie Cats that spent his last three seasons in Toronto, but the temptation of the Tie Cats in your face, smash mouth style of football was too much to pass up, and he decided to join forces with his former rival. We last spoke to him when he was fresh off signing the deal. I think the ink was still wet on the paper, and he spoke with Courtney Steven about a month or so ago. But today he sits down with me as we get even closer to the 2024 training camp. Jamal, thanks for joining me today, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, man. Glad to be on here.
Now, it was your first real offseason in the CFL with going through free agency and that whole process. But what was it, and at what point did the Tie Cats become the clear front runner for you to sign with?
Well, free agency was my first time, so I was kind of like asking a lot of vets how it go. So I basically took my time with it. You know, I basically want to make the decision on, you know, my family, because I'm a family guy. I want my parents, you know, my brother to be able to come to my game. So I never thought about, like, going out west. I mean, I talked to a lot of teams out west or whatever. And so, I mean, I was kind of big on Hamilton because the plays that I made against them, you know, it's just like playing against them. I just like everything about the fan base. And then when they brought me in to, you know, make it official, I was just like, man, Hamilton organization, I couldn't even say no. And it was just something that I walk away from. And plus, I have guys that signed with me, and plus guys that I know on the team. So it was an easy decision for me, and I basically had put the decision in God's hand, and this is what God led me to.
When guys like Brandon Barlow and Dwayne Hendricks, you see them signing, was that a little bit of a reason for you to sign? Did that give you a little more incentives?
Yeah, it was an easy decision. Me and Dwayne actually came in to CFL together in 2021. So once we knew, like, free agency came along, we always knew that we were going to play together. And just to, you know, hear him going to Hamilton, it was just like, okay, cool, I'm going to go to Hamilton with you too. Really best friends. And then Barlow came in 2022, and we kind of knew him. And so we all talked about it, and we just knew, like, we all wanted to play together. I mean, like, the chemistry that we have on the field together, man, is amazing. So, man, we're looking forward to the season.
How important were those guys on your defense in Toronto, those two? And how big of a piece were those guys for you guys back in last season?
It was very important, man. Them guys, man, they both can play. Like, you know, they 100% every time on the play. I feel like they couldn't be stopped. I mean, just the plays they make, and they both dogs. And just defense with them, man, they just great guys off the field, man. They easy outgoing, man. And I know they're going to bring the same energy, you know, being with Hamilton now, and plus having me on the team, man. Feel like it's just going to be a good thing, the same thing, basically, that we did in Toronto, we plan on doing it in Hamilton.
Jamal, you love that smash-mouth defense, that get-in-your-face style, making big plays, and that just so happens to be what Tie Cats fans love. They love their defense. They love the style of play you have. Did that also play a factor in knowing you're going to a market and you're going to a team where that is big and so loved by the fans?
Yeah, man, that was the thing. That was basically one of the decisions that I made, too. I like everything about, you know, the defense, man, and plus the fans. Like, they get after other teams, and then I know the defense always set the tone. I mean, it was hard when we used to go play against them. Like, I'm just like, man, it would be amazing to ever, like, play for Hamilton. And just having the opportunity to play for them, man, it's just amazing. And be able to put on the black and gold, because I actually wore black and gold in high school, and just be able to do that again and wear the number two, man, it's just a blessing, man. I like talking to Coach Mark, the things that he's setting up for the defense, and he putting the right guys in position to make plays. And like I said, man, it's gonna be a lot of fun this year.
You wore black and gold in high school. You wore number two in high school. Now you're going to do that in pro ball. Is that almost like a full circle moment for you?
It's basically a full circle. I never thought I'd get a chance to wear number two again. I mean, just having the opportunity to wear black and gold again, I mean, making me feel like I'm back to my old self. I mean, I went 2 years without football, you know, and basically, man, it's just a blessing at the end of the day. Like, my journey playing football has just been a bumpy journey, but man, I had God on my side the most thing, and like I said, he put all this together for me, and I'm just ready to get to it, man, for the most part.
During those 2 years, did you ever doubt your chances of being where you're at today? Or was there always that mindset that you were going to be here?
Man, when I tell you, I don't wish that on nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't. I was lost without football for a minute. I mean, I had to put my pride to the side. My pride was real big, and I didn't never want to work a 9-to-5, and I had to do the uncomfortable to be comfortable at the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, that fire where I'm at, I always want to be better, but I mean, I had to lean on God more than anything, you know. Had to get a 9-to-5 job once I put my pride to the side, and I took a risk. So you basically got to take a risk in them situations. I worked the job for like 3 months, but I knew that wasn't for me. I knew that wasn't God that wanted me at. So I took a risk by quitting and basically working out as if I'm playing for an organization. And then Toronto gave me the opportunity to come and, you know, showcase my talents. And it was like a now or never situation for me. And I'm motivated every day to get up and get the job done. And I'm not going to ever go back to where I was. I mean, it was a shocking moment. I never thought that I'd be in that position, but you know, that's how life is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's blessed, man. I'm blessed to even be a part of, be playing football still, man, because it could have easily been taken away from me with injuries and adversity, but it's blessed for the most part.
And now you're one of the best DBs in the CFL. It's pretty crazy how far you've come, and you're going to be doing that in the black and gold, the team that you seem to get a lot of picks against for some reason. And then you always stepped up your game in Hamilton. What was it about playing against the Ticats or playing in Hamilton that made you go above and beyond, it seemed like?
Oh, man, it started off in the Labor Day Classic. 21. I ain't really know too much about the Labor Day Classic until it was like the trash talking was up point, and you know, the fans, the players used to tell me everything about the history of the Labor Day Classic. But it's just like, man, it's just something about when I played Hamilton, man, it just made me had to show them that, like, I'm really one of them ones, like, I can really play football for real. And it's just, and then having a couple guys that were already on the team, you know, that we always trash talk back and forth, and just get me hyped up. And I was just always hyped up to play against them because, you know, they was our rival for once. So I just always what I can do.
Who on this Ticats team excites you to play with? Who's, are there any guys that you look at and you go, I'm excited to be on his side for once?
I'm excited with everybody, man. Yeah. Honestly, and the defense, but more important though, I'm excited with Scrivo, the safety, man. Yeah. I like everything about his game, man. He gonna go get the ball, and he a very guy that gonna communicate with you well. I mean, me and him been talking already, and we just trying to things rolling. So once we get to the camp, we can just go ahead and, you know, move forward and just go ahead and show what we can do on the field from this season start.
And very similar almost in the ways where you are two players that can make those big plays, get that big interception, can read that offense. So it's going to be scary to see you two on the same secondary. And another guy who will be on that same secondary with you is Rich Leonard, a legend of the league, a veteran. What do you think about playing with him and him returning now for next season as well?
I mean, I like everything about Rich, man. He got that dog mentality. I mean, he going to, you know, trash talk a little bit. I mean, he's a veteran guy that I looked up to when I was playing, just trying to see everything, how he, you know, move as a vet, man. Just having him, another vet in the room, you know, can help with the help of the younger guys, and everything that he do on the field amazed me, man. I like everything, his technique, everything, man. Everything about Richard just excites me, and I'm just proud to be on the side of him, playing with him, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just get to know him once the season starts, but like I said, we're going to do a lot of special things in Hamilton.
What have you already noticed about this fan base? When you signed here, what was that response like from these Ticats fans for you?
Oh, man, it was very thrilled, man. Yeah. We had the little signing thing at the Ticats store. Man, I was so amazed, man. I seen fans had Peter's jersey. I was like, man, I ain't never seen nothing like this. And they was excited, but they were just like, do it feel weird to be on the other side? And I was like, yeah, it felt weird. Once everything calmed down, I mean, at the end of the day, everything is business. I just had to do what's best for me and my family, man. And I'm proud to be on the side. I'm just glad I don't have to deal with the, you know, the crazy trash talking about.
They're going to be on your side, finally. They'll be cheering for you. You won't be. You won't have to deal with those hecklers at Tim Hortons Field that we love so much on this side, but other teams maybe not so much. Mark Washington is going to be your defensive coordinator, a guy who's been around this organization a long time. What have those early talks been like with him so far?
I mean, it's been good, man. The main thing that stood out to me, man, we talked about football, but God, man, I'm a God. We both God-fearing, man. I'm a God-fearing person. And we talk about God so much. And then family, man, he really just broke it down to me, like, just to be on the side of him playing, talk to me about life, you know, going to church during the season, you know, all that good stuff. But then when we sat down and talked about football, man, he's a outgoing guy. And he's very guy that I can really just, you know, relate to. I relate to him in certain many ways. And so when we started talking about football, man, it was just easy. Like he said, let you lose, I'm going to just let you play and let you do what you do. It's like no pressure. I'm going to put you in the right position to make plays. And like I said, man, we can't wait to get started for real.
I think everyone's feeling that same way. You're out in Mississippi right now. What are you doing out there for training? What do you do in Mississippi? It's a football crazy state. I mean, there must be lots of places for you to train out there.
Well, I'm the type of guy, I don't really like to, you know, go train with a lot of guys, go out of state to train, be at home, you know, be close to my family. I work out kind of by myself sometimes or with my younger brother, or then I'll train with one of my mentors for the most part, but it ain't where I'm from. It's either football or sports, man. It ain't nothing to do. I mean, population is real small. I mean, we have a few stores here and there, but it's literally nowhere where I live at. And so, coming growing up, Bassfield, all we knew was football. So basically, it's like the same similarity with Hamilton. I mean, it's a football city. So that's how we're a football city. And when I train, man, I get up at like 6 every morning, you know, read my Bible, stretch, you know, put my nutritions in my body, and I go work out about 7:30 and I'll be done. And then I'll try to get another workout later on round two. And then I just keep that repetitive, man. I never been the type of guy to work out of town. Like, I don't like to be around, you know, people that I'm competing with, you know, like I like to do stuff on my own for real.
Living out in a small town in the country, I kind of grew up in a small town myself. What are you doing for fun out there? What are you doing when you're not? I know you're pretty much football oriented all the time, but what else you got going on out there?
Oh, for the most part, if I'm really not doing nothing, I'm spending time with my family I can, because once we leave, we'll be gone for 6 months, and that'd be the part. But if I'm not doing that, I'm either playing video games or, you know, hanging out with a few friends, riding ATVs. I'm an ATV guy. I like to ride. I like everything about four-wheelers. I leave my dad to the countryside, like, going hunting. I don't do all that. that ain't my type of part. But
no.
But for me, I just be, you know, laid back, chilling, for real.
You're ripping the four-wheelers?
Yeah, big on the four-wheelers, man.
That's funny. They got lots of trails out there that you can rip around on, I guess?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of trails. I mean, we don't really get in trouble for riding on trails. Like, I like to go in the woods, four-wheelers and stuff. Like, I like to jump on hills, go through mud. But, I mean, we ain't no mud around here lately, so the weather been kind of bipolar right now. So, I ain't rolling in it, though. I'm going to have to do it before time to report to camp.
Yeah. I don't know if you can rip your four-wheeler around the streets of Hamilton, although it would be pretty interesting to see if you were out there. I don't know if Coach would probably want to see that either. But before we go, Jamal, I really appreciate you joining me on this episode. But what are the goals for you, and how do you feel you can grow next year and into this next season?
Oh, man, I know it's always room to improve, but main thing with me is just stay consistent for the most part. You know, not do too much, keep doing what I'm doing, just keep working on my game, perfecting my craft. I mean, I'm never satisfied with what I'm doing. I mean, yeah, it's a blessing to be one of the best DBs in the league, but I just feel like I got more to go. And it's like people haven't seen my best yet. I mean, I'm going to show a glimpse, but I just want to have a complete season. And, you know, main thing, man, I just want to just be around good guys that like to get after people. And, man, I'm just ready to get to the game, ready to get started and playing, because – I mean, we got goals, and the goal for me is, sure, I'm trying to win the Grey Cup. That's my main this season, and, you know, that's all I'm ready to do, is just continue to get better.
Awesome, Jamal. Well, I appreciate you joining me on this episode, man, and we'll see you soon. I think we're getting less than 2 months away from training camp, man, so we'll be seeing each other pretty soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.